This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, there's so many insurance needs out there. They'll make sure you're fully covered. They'll make sure they do everything they can to save you money. They will take good care of those policies for you because customer service means everything to them. And don't forget about the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, Wednesday, August 7th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. We'll be out there for that. Get your team. Get involved. But a day like today, you're going to love it. Today is beautiful after so much rain. Hey, yay. Today, Chamber of Commerce. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Joe Tillery wrote on the Heartland College Sports that Bill Conley says that Oregon State, Washington State, their future, they say the Big 12 is actually a wild card for them. He spoke on what was the future may hold for the pair and mentioned the Big 12 as a possible landing spot. He said, I think the Big 12 is kind of a wild card from the perspective that they seem to be willing to create a 32-team conference if the dynamics are right. They're willing to take a big swing, and they've already taken one. I can't tell what the timeline would be. Obviously, the next step is the revenue-sharing aspect and what groups that forms. That's probably the next step. I don't see the Big 12 doing anything before then. Conley discussed the possibility of the Big 12 conference continuing to expand into a hypothetical super conference with 32 league members. He also discussed the possibility of the two remaining teams reviving the Conference of Champions with new league members outside of the Power Conference football. When there's a big breakdown and suddenly only the teams that can pay $15 million a year to their football players end up in this level, we'll see. My main recommendation is just be good at football and that'll solve a few of the problems. See, in that $15 million a year, okay, well, we've talked about this the last week to 10 days, right, Todd? About the possible settlement being in the $15 to $20 million range. Not everybody can pay that. Do you expect Coastal Carolina to pay $15 to $20 million to do student athletes? No. How about maybe $3 to $5 million? People can't afford that. Can Penn State handle it? Yes, Penn State can handle it, but it doesn't mean it doesn't come without some pain. Because, again, when you sit down and you are an athletic director or any administrator on any level, you have to come up with 3 to 5 year budget projections. Whether it's the newspaper, an athletic department, a radio station, right, insurance agency, whatever it may be. And in the 3 to 5 year budget projection, there isn't a single athletic director that has that number in there. Because this just came up. The two sides were ordered to sit down and negotiate with the idea that if they can hammer out something between the two sides, they can avoid going to trial on in January of 25. Right? That's the reason behind it. It's typical of any suit such as this one. So that's what they're doing. Well, it was Trev Alberts that let the cat out of the bag when he said to his constituents, to his donors, that they may need to get ready to come up with 15 to 20 million. And I mean, the people, it's like, for example, the Ohio States, the Michigans, the Texases, the Alabamas, the Penn States of the world, they have it, but it doesn't mean that they're not going to have to figure out ways to make up for it either. But the coastal Carolinas, we just talked about Cal, UCLA. Cal doesn't have it. Right? They're not going to be able to do it at $11 million a year for a media deal out in with the ACC. They're not going to have it. Not even sure most of the ACC schools have it. I mean, Pitt's not going to have it. I'm talking about 15 to 20 million a year. And
you know, even if Big 12 goes to 32 teams, how many of those teams going to have it? Because you're splitting that pot 32 ways.
That's right. Exactly right. So, I mean, how do you do this? This is going to be something that is... There'll be several items to come to the table. So let's talk about a couple right away. Number one, the Board of Trustees at Penn State will be voting on the expansion of Beaver Stadium and the number. Next week, I think it's the 21st, should be next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. And the and that stadium is now going to become even more important as a revenue driver, moving forward. It's already critical. I mean, look, I mean, Penn State football is a $100 million revenue generator. And then when you go expenses versus revenue, I mean, they're still in generating on the plus side of anywhere from 40 to 60 million a year, depending on the year. Okay. And so that's a wide gap. The only one, other one that generates on the plus side of revenue versus expenses is men's basketball. Okay. So that's going to be critical moving forward as a revenue generator and what they do with Beaver Stadium. Right. That's one.
When somebody like Luke Combs comes, does the football program get, you know, a site fee or something like that, or is that more the school that gets that money?
The way I understood it, and somebody can correct me on this, the way I understood it was the gate went to Luke Combs. The parking and the concessions went to Penn State. The field, of course, gets wrecked by it, but my understanding is it is the Combs side of it that pays for it, the field being done to make up for it. So that's loosely how I think the way I understood how it came out.
My point being is I wonder if you could hold more stuff in the off season at Beaver Stadium to raise some of this money.
Well, I mean, some of it. Now let me get to the other part that I think is now, fundraising, too, you know, there's always fundraising. But here's another part that I think that needs to be discussed. And this is not a be-all, end-all. But what are you seeing when you look at a Major League Baseball uniform, when you look at an NHL uniform, when you look at an NBA uniform, what are you seeing on the uniforms besides the name of the team? and who the manufacturer is.
Advertising.
That's right. So you see, you watch the Warriors, it's Rakuten. You watch the Celtics, it's what, Vistaprint, right? Well, college sports needs to do that as well. And I think whatever revenue you generate from that needs to go into this fund to pay for student athletes every year. That to me would be at least a starting point. I didn't say the be-all, end-all. I said a starting point on funding. How much you can get for it, I don't know. But, you know, when you're sitting there in Penn State football, it's just, because look, on TV you'll see this. TV is where you see it. It's not like you're sitting in the stadium. If you're sitting in the stadium, well, let's just take a basketball arena. You're in a basketball arena, and you're maybe 15 rows up. So I didn't put you in the upper deck, Todd. I put you 15 rows up. Can you see the advertising in the uniform?
No.
No. But when they show the replays on the scoreboard, can you see it?
Yes.
Yeah. When you're watching it on TV, can you see it?
Yes.
Okay. From 2016 to 2023, who is number six in total television viewing in college sports? Ah, Penn State. 241 million viewers between 2016 and 2023. Okay, putting something like that on the uniform. And I remember just putting the Nike swoosh. Aha! They're defacing him. The uniform's being defaced.
I was thinking the same thing when you brought that up. I was like, my Lord, the reaction when the swoosh went on the uniform.
Like, it's like, well, guess what? They're paying for the uniforms. That's it, to buy the uniforms. I never forget that. Oh, God, they're stupid swim. I heard so many complaints about the swoosh on there. Right? For years. Like, I said, who do you think's paying for the uniforms? Like, come on. Like, okay.
Honestly, I think with it, on all the pro sports teams, I think it would go a little easier because I think people are used to it now.
Right, exactly. Now, the NFL hasn't done it. The NFL only does it for their preseason uniforms. I'm talking about the practice uniforms. NFL practice uniforms have a corporate logo on them. Their game uniforms, preseason, regular season, do not, which I found interesting. But even the New York Yankees are sitting there on the beloved, hallowed pinstripes. Have a patch on it. Okay? If it's okay for the Montreal Canadiens, the Boston Celtics, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the New York Yankees to have a patch, because you have to come up with ways to do this. And remember, if there is a settlement, this is going to be mandated that something in the budget has to go to this. This is now you may elect to say, hey, look, we're Coastal Carolina. We can only afford five, and that's the number we pick. But you're going to have to put something into it for schools like Penn State. It's going to be in the $15 to $20 million range. And again, no athletic director, no administrator, in their 3 to 5 year budget projection, even considered this 2-3 months ago. Not 2 to 3 years ago. 2 to 3 months ago. So it's not there. So now you have athletic directors and athletic departments now scrambling a bit to think about how they could handle it should it come to pass. And believe me, if it goes to trial in January, the odds are it's going to be even a bigger number. That's why you want to negotiate it now.
Do you think this is the big reason the two conference commissioners decided to get together in January and start talking this out? Because they probably, I feel like they knew that this was coming and they were trying to get ahead of it to figure something out.
Yeah, well, I was tipped off. Boy. Maybe 6-7 months ago that with a lot of push from Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, and then certain ones in the SEC, like, hey, look, we got to do something about this. So the push came from there. They had two people in Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti that were absolutely open-minded about, okay, you're right, we need to do something about this. So that's what started it. And I'm talking about NIL, transfer portal, so forth. Now, the negotiations on the House case, this is where they started hearing about the 15 to 20 million number. Now, the NCAA evidently has indicated that, because there's two parts to it. The second part is retroactive payments to the group from 2017 to 21 or something like that. The NCAA has had some indication that they might be the ones willing to pay that part of it, which is in the $2 to $3 billion range. And that would be a one-time, let's get it over with, take care of it, move on. That $15 to $20 million number would be not one time, but every year. Every year. And that could be what drives the haves to break away from the have-nots. Because not everybody can afford that. I mean, do you think James Madison can sit there? They've made the move to Division I in football. They can't afford $15 to $20 million a year.
Can a small private school like Duke or Northwestern?
Well, Northwestern can. Northwestern has the
Big Ten money, yeah. But
yeah, I mean again, you gotta remember who you're dealing with here. Now Duke is a different proposition. Duke is in the same boat as Pitt. Can anybody in the ACC afford it? Or do you cap yours at $10 million? I don't know. We just talked about Cal getting $11 million a year from the ACC TV deal. Well, they obviously can't afford $15 to $20 million a year. I mean, they can't. So how do you come up with it? For Penn State, look, they're going to be doing the renovation on Beaver Stadium. They feel in the future that is a primary economic driver that keeps them competitive. That's why it's so important. The next part is, again, I don't know what the rules are, but you have to sit there, and if there is a rule against it, you need to shelve it and say, look, right, mandate like the pros do, how big it happens to be, whatever. And I think that's what you take and you say, and who knows, you might be able to sell it for $2 million, you might be able to sell it for $10 million a year, whatever it may be. Right? But at least it'll put some dent into that $15 to $20 million number and ease some pain. And I feel like that's something that needs to be looked at, considered, discussed. Not everybody can get that kind of money, but imagine if you're in the state of Alabama, for example, how would you like to have your name on the Alabama jersey? How much is that worth to you?
I would bet a pretty penny. I bet the same thing could be said for some of these Pennsylvania businesses on the old Penn State uniform as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, they put that swoosh on there. It's just disgusting. I mean, I heard so many people, so disgusting. Like, okay.
We have to have Milano's bread on there for old time's sake, don't we?
I'll never forget Joe being asked about Milano bread. It was Mark Brennan that asked him. And Mark Brennan asked him the question, are you going to be serving Milano bread on your Thanksgiving table? And Joe looked over, he says, well, Milano bread's going to be responsible for paying some of the food on that table. We'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
All right, so let's talk about the jersey patch. We'll take the NBA. The original, when it came out in 2017, was going to be between $4 and $8 million a year. Half the teams in the NBA have kept the same sponsor the entire time. Like the Cavaliers still have Goodyear. Memphis still has FedEx. You know, Squarespace is still the Knicks. Orlando, shockingly, has Disney. Some have changed. The Sixers have gone from StubHub to Crypto.com. But the numbers have become even more staggering. I mean, $10 million a year now for the Indiana Pacers to have Motorola. And Motorola is also sponsoring the Bucks, taking over for Harley Davidson.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour in the Sunbury Motor Studio is brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. And beautiful day like this, maybe wine coolers or water, lots of water, soft drinks, snacks, plenty of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar, six great flavors of slushies, by the way. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, my two personal favorites. That's why I promote them. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. So we're talking about patches, corporate patches. The patches are 3x3 in the NBA. And that's probably what you would be looking at on a uniform for, you know. Now, what? You know, I don't know if there's enough room to do a 3x3 in a singlet, for example. But that would have to be part of what you're doing. But on a football uniform, a basketball uniform, I mean, that's what you would be looking at. Now, this would, of course, be. Let's see, Todd, how can we best phrase what it would mean to certain members of the Penn State fan base? Sacrilege?
Yes, I mean, not just, I can't imagine it's going to go over real well on the maize and gold or the scarlet and gray either.
I think... Okay. I have a little different way of looking at it. I think there has become a bottom line. And the bottom line is... Do I need to do this to compete? And that's what you have to say to your fan base over and over again. Do I need this to compete? Right? Not to be greedy, not to put it into a Swiss bank account, but now there, I'm sure that at certain fan bases, there's going to be a limit as to how badly I want to win, but like, do I want to win that badly? This is a way of doing it without having the donors do it. See my point? Hey, my point is this is a way to get something that the donors don't have to come up with. So say, for example, you're able, let's just top it out. Let's say the number is 20 million, and so we'll use the highest number. So we'll stay away from 15 for the moment. And you need to come up with that number. And you can sell, let's take the Indiana Pacers. You can sell that logo on a Penn State jersey for $10 million a year. You've at least now come up with half of it. That makes a difference. And that's money that you don't have to look at the donor base and say, oh God, we need you to make up for this. And that you don't have to do that. Because as we pointed out in the Georgia case, this is Georgia, when the Athletic did a really nice piece with some Georgia donors about, at Georgia, there's some donor fatigue. Well... This is a way to alleviate. Sponsorships are always the way to alleviate donor fatigue. How do you think Peter Ueberroth turned around the 1984 Olympics? Sponsors. The Olympics were in debt. I mean, debt. Not good. Debt. And they went out. And, well, he did. He got the ball rolling, and he got a staff to go out and get sponsorships for the Olympic Games. And that's how they did it. And that is why you have... I think it's something that... And again, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know what the rules are. Okay? When it comes to this. But you need to, if there is a rule regarding it, you need to amend it. And I think it's something that you need to do. Because you have to find revenue sources to make up for something you did not know was going to be happening. That's how I look at it.
I don't think there's any choice in the matter, especially, you know, we keep talking that it's going to be $15 to $20 million a year. Let's be honest, that's just base salary. I mean, unless there's more guide rails put in place, there's still going to be NIL competition above and beyond that to get people on campus.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. This does not alleviate NIL. And you're so correct about that, Todd. I'm glad you brought that up. That's because you need to come up with ways of doing this. And in order to do this, you have to come up with clever ways to do it. And you already have the pros that have shown you the way. What I found interesting is the NFL doesn't do it for their uniforms. They only do it for their practice jerseys. But what would they, I assume the Eagles' practice jerseys are NovaCare, right?
I'd be shocked if they're not.
I mean, I know it's the NovaCare facility. But, yeah. So, that's what I find interesting about this. How do you go about doing this? And there are only so many revenue streams you have out there. And the last thing I want, I do not want a college uniform looking like NASCAR. You got logos all over the place. Nobody wants that. All right? NASCAR does, but nobody wants that. It's enough watching a golfer have logos all over the place. Jersey has a logo. Hat's got a logo. Watch the Indy 500. Indy 500, they're pouring milk over the dude. Right? And guess what? They're changing hats every 12 seconds. It's like, okay, great. Good year. Okay. DuPont. Right. That's okay. Yeah, they got all sorts of hats. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. So I think you've got to come up with something. And I think to the credit of the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball, we know they're there. But they are not... you feel like they're done in such a way where... they're not overwhelming, and you feel like, okay, it's classy. It's good enough.
How about sponsors in Beaver Stadium? Is there a lot of sponsorship in Beaver Stadium?
Well, this is where Playfly comes in, because that they're the ones that will be doing that. And the sponsorships are, some are on the scoreboard, but the ribbon boards and things like that, that's where you have... where the sponsorships would be. And so that's something that they'll be working on the entire time. All right.
And I assume the stadium renovations mean luxury boxes too, right?
Yes, there's no question. On the west side. And on the west side... believe it or not, those West Side luxury boxes are slightly more valuable than the East Side, and not because they're new. Okay? The reason that they would have some more value to them is that that means that whether it's a noon game, 3:30 game, whatever, the sun's at your back. So... but it's something that I think that needs to be considered on the college level.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
We have Bob from Hanover on the line.
Hey, Bob. How are you today? Great to have you back.
I'm doing fine. One question I have is, why do they need a board of directors to meeting to make a decision on the athletic department? I thought they were independent and raised their own money.
Yeah, I think it's because of the way you have to do it through bonds and things like that. I think that's part of it.
And do they know how they're going to repay those bonds?
Yeah, people showing up and buying tickets.
See, here's the big problem I have. I know one of the guys on the board of board of trustees, and most of the decisions made by the board of trustees are made by subcommittees. Responsible for certain things. But then when it goes to a full vote to the board, they do not show all the detail to every board member. They're supposed to vote on it without knowing what they're voting on, just because it was recommended. Now, is that any way to run a business? I mean, I think some of the things that they're doing, they have lost transparency on a lot of the budget items, not just athletics, but throughout the university. And that concerns me in the long term. Yeah, it's fine to take out bonds, but that also becomes one of your expenses now that you got to pay for.
Right.
And they don't really refer to it as we got to pay back a loan. I think they call it something financing or
debt
service. I forget the neat term they use, but
debt's,
they
debt
sort
service?
Of hide the description.
Well, I think it's, what, debt service, right?
Yeah, debt service. That's the term I was thinking of.
Yeah.
No one knows what debt service is.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
Well, at some point, our tuition goes up every year.
Well, what athletics does has zero to do with tuition. Zero.
I understand that, but maybe they should. I mean, it's an arm of Penn State. They advertise for Penn State. They want Penn State to get students. Maybe they should work in some of the profit that athletics makes and reduce the tuition to Pennsylvania students, which is the main function of a land-grant institution, is to serve the students of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Well, if you have an autonomous athletic department...
But they're not.
Well, they're on. Well, yeah, they are. I mean, they bring in their own revenue. They pay their own expenses. I mean,
then why does the board have to vote on it?
Well, because it's a university project that they're doing at Beaver Stadium, so they have to have approval over doing it.
So they're not autonomous then.
Well, no, they have to go to the board about something like this, but they're not. I mean, athletics is still going to be the one to fund it, but they still have to do it. It's not just.
So.
Well, I don't think. Over the years, you know, for example, Medler Field was state money and donations. Okay.
Mainly Jordan from Center, Lobrano, right?
Yes, as the lead. He wasn't the only one, but was the lead.
Yeah.
The Jordan Center was state money and donors. Okay. Pagula was a donor.
Yeah.
Whenever they have expanded Beaver Stadium, they have taken out either bonds or loans. The upper deck in the north end, the south end zone renovation, right?
And are they paid off now?
To my knowledge, yes, they are paid off.
Because they don't release any of that information to us.
Well, the athletics does put out what their budget is every year. I mean, it's rather...
I never see it.
Oh, all you have to do is go online, Bob. It actually doesn't take you long to find it. Right, where they go through.
I've had trouble finding stuff, but that's fine.
I mean, athletics puts it out there, and if you go now these are basic numbers. Now more detailed numbers you can just go online and get, and they put it out usually in February, and then you can get basic numbers from Equity in Athletics, which is the U.S. Department of Education. And I quote those numbers all the time on here. For example, I think I was talking about women's basketball 2 years ago on the show, and I said Big Ten schools lost $48.6 million on women's basketball in the Big Ten. Well, where did I get that? Well, I took the time and went through each school, revenue, expense, and, you know, Northwestern doesn't have to report their private school, and I added it up.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's where I got it from.
All right, let me ask you then, if our athletic department and our university want to be transparent, why don't they make that more known, where to go to see this stuff? They don't say anything about it.
Well, Penn State usually puts out a press release on the numbers.
Yeah. High level numbers. They don't really go into the details of where the money's coming from, who's paying for it.
I've been able to quote a lot of it because I've been able to find it. Like, for example,
they disclose it where it's at?
I think you just
they
have to go
make out. Us have to go out and find it.
Well, I think they have. I mean, I've been able to find it because they disclosed where to get it. Oh,
I never see them put out anything that says if you want to understand the finances for this year's budget, here's the website that'll give you all the details.
Well,
they don't tell you that.
That's the university. I'm talking about athletics.
Oh, I'm sure they're both the same. I don't see it for either.
Athletics, I've seen the list over, like, for example, like how much of a distribution does Penn State Wrestling get from the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, but where do you find the link? They don't tell me where the links are that I can go look at it.
I've never had trouble finding it, to be honest
with you.
Well,
you're an insider. I mean, you probably know things more than other people do.
Well, that's because I found it and read it. It wasn't like anybody handed it to me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Why don't they make it available so us common taxpayers and supporters of Penn State can go find it and look at it and question their judgment on things? That's the big problem that I have, and it's been getting worse at Penn State over the past 10 to 15 years, I think. And it's because expenses are going higher and higher, but at some point there's going to be a ceiling where it's unsustainable anymore.
I just Googled Penn State Athletic Expenses Report, okay? And it has Equity and Athletics Disclosure Act Report 2023 comes up.
Well, I never knew about that until you just mentioned it now.
Yeah, Bob, I've referenced Equity and Athletics on the show so many times.
Okay. I listen a lot and I don't really recall.
Right, because every time I bring up the money part of it, I always reference it because I have to tell everybody where I get the numbers from.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where I get it. Let's see. Athletically related student aid, men's and women's teams. Men's teams, $13.1292 million. Women's teams, $10.195 million. Total, $23.388. Ratio of athletes, 56% to 44% men to women. Right? I mean, it's all in here.
Can you publish the link so we can see it out on the radio station there?
Can I publish the link? I mean, I can tell. Like, all I did was just Google Penn State Athletic Reporting Expenses, and it came up.
So why doesn't Penn State send everybody that donates money to them that information where they can go look at it?
Well, that one I can't tell you.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that everybody claims that there should be transparency, but Penn State lacks transparency in a lot of their funding, not just athletics, but all over the board. And
I'm not going to speak for what Penn State does with the board, because my separation from the Board of Trustees, I mean, I know a lot of the trustees, but my involvement on what they do voting is as extensive as yours.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem that they have, because they do not disclose things of how they're making decisions. They tell you what the decisions are, and they tell you how much it costs, but when it gets to how they're going to pay for it, then it gets a little harder to find.
Right.
They don't realize is if you take out a loan now, someone's got to pay it back at some point.
Well,
as a head of a household, I don't make any loan decisions without figuring out, do I have money that I'm going to be able to pay it off?
Well, I think when you look at a football program that's generating $114 million in the latest reporting survey, and
I understand you have that.
New TV deals and things like that, that you'll put yourself on track to do that. I'll give you an example as a business person. So let's take my late father as a business person. I'll never forget one time he took out a loan to buy a $1 million press brake machine. And I said, "Wow, Dad, that's a big investment." And he said, "Steve, the key is investment." He says the key is for that machine to make that money back and then some, based on the business it'll generate.
That's true,
right? And that's why you take out a loan or bonds or whatever you want to do to renovate Beaver Stadium, because the idea is I'm going to get it back. In the long haul, you'll get it back, and that's why you
do it. We hope, but most of the things that I hear that they're going to do to the west side of the stadium is premium seats. Now, how many of our season ticket holders can afford to buy premium seats? I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it's more than I think, but...
Well, first of all, not all of them will be. The lower level, from my understanding, will be. Now, whether it's going to extend all the way up to the top, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, they haven't disclosed that yet.
Well, they're not up to that point yet because they're still waiting for all the artist renderings to be done. So that part's not finished yet. See, that something like this that's this big, there's a process to it. And Populous was hired to do it, and they're still waiting on them to give them the final product as to what it's going to look like. That's why you haven't seen it yet. And they've already started work on it because the winterization part of the stadium, they have been working on for the past few months. It's already started. And they needed that anyway. That needed to be done anyway. Bathrooms need to be done at Beaver Stadium. Concession areas need to be done at Beaver Stadium. I mean, just the basic bathrooms need to be done. I mean, certain things like that have to be done that are part of this renovation and not just premium seating and luxury suites.
Yeah.
I think
there's a lot of unknowns out there, and I think a lot of us, I say us, I mean just a lot of people that follow Penn State, graduated from Penn State, don't know what's involved in this, and I think they're concerned about a lot of it.
I wouldn't be, when it comes to the stadium part of it, I'm not that concerned about it.
All I need is a bench.
there'll be plenty of benches in there. There'll be plenty of benches in there. Yeah, but there'll be plenty of them in there too, believe me. Even part of the renovated parts, there'll be benches. So, okay?
Okay. Well, it's an interesting conversation. I think you should get